This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
All this has happened before.
Hey kids, Townsend Coleman here, the voice of Michelangelo from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tom Kane, this is the voice of Yoda on Star Wars.
Hey yo, it's Wopat, and a big yee-haw to you all. I used to be Luke too.
Hi, my name is Oli Shoshan. I play Jedi Master Shakti.
Hi, Butch Patrick here, Eddie Munster.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, this is Bill Farmer. You're listening to the Neverland Podcast.
Welcome to Neverland, to Disney and beyond.
And it will all happen again.
And now your head lost boy, the Spider-Pan.
Walk on the eyes, it is Pan.
Jeremy.
Hooray for Captain Pan!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Think up that happiest thought. And let's fly away to Neverland. And hey, guess what? We had a show last weekend, and we got another one for this week. That's 2 weeks in a row that I actually have had a show. That's almost like doing it the old way.
Hey, yeah.
It's like we're back. But, of course, I had to have another show because, oh my gosh, there was just so much news this week. And even some surprise things that happened. And we had already planned, of course, because, Bill and Ted's Face the Music. We wanted to review that. There was also a new movie on Disney Plus. The Talking Gorilla. I didn't get around to watching that. That's The Life of Something Rather. I don't know. I can't remember, but it's out on Disney Plus. I didn't get a chance to it. But there was just so much that I had to have another show. And since Eric is in Walt Disney World, I believe, again, so good for him.
Lucky duck.
Yeah, so Lost Boy Phil is in here once again, and this time we're getting to record actually from the studio with my good microphone, so everything should hopefully sound a lot better to your ears.
La 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 la.
But okay, so we have, all right, well, before we go to the big elephant in the room, let's go to the Ghostbuster in the room. We were just discussing this. Okay, so Phil has been decorating his new domicile with a lot of figures and toys and
Did
movies.
Did you say
and
domicile?
Domicile.
Oh, domicile. Okay,
now we're looking over our new domicile. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
Yes.
But you'd gotten some of the newer Ghostbusters figures, and we're not talking the real Ghostbusters, but the ones that look like actual Ghostbusters.
Yes, yes.
So you gave me the old set you had from a previous release.
Yeah.
And I had noted, and so we've been discussing this before, that everybody has their pants tucked into their boots, except for Peter Venkman.
Yes.
His pants are outside of the boots.
Yes.
And so I looked at the cover of the Xbox 360, or the old game, the picture. Peter Venkman has it outside. And we just looked at an image of when they're going up to march up on Zool. Or not Zool, but Gozer.
Yeah, Gozer.
And his pants are, yes, untucked from his boots.
And we never noticed it till then.
Never noticed this.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if And the real Ghostbusters figures.
They're all kind of tucked.
But yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's so in character with Peter Venkman.
Yeah.
Very much so. But yeah, we never noticed that. Now, are we crazy? Did you notice that? And before we did, and You know, if you knew that and don't lie, send an email. Let us know that, hey, I knew that. How come you didn't notice that?
There probably is many of them who have. They're probably, yeah, I noticed that in
they've probably seen it like
1989 or
probably
whatever.
Only the original Ghostbusters poster, because I think they were full body.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up real quick.
1984.
I'm going to click that in. Yeah, Ghostbusters. Oops.
I wonder if he was that way in 89 with the second movie.
Yeah, here's the original poster.
Well, you can't. It's hard to tell.
It's so hard to tell, but it. Oh boy. If I can get a bigger copy of that image. Whoop. Hey, Amazon wants to sell me that here poster. It looks to me like he is not tucked in here on the poster, but it's dark down at the bottom at the feet, so you can't really tell. But yeah, you can kind of see. There's the pants compared to the other ones where you can kind of see. Well, Egon doesn't look like he's tucked in so much either. I don't know. But very interesting. Very interesting. So yeah, I guess we should have noticed, but we just hadn't noticed it. And I wonder if the Ghostbusters 2 one would be. All right, so now we're off on this tangent. We've got to track this down because you're going to look this up on Google. I know when you listen to the show, you are going to look this up on Google. I just know.
Or they're thinking, we don't care.
Why are they talking about this? This is a Disney show. Okay.
Well, in truth, I've been excited.
Peter's in the back, so you can't tell on the Ghostbusters 2 poster.
I've been all excited for the new Ghostbusters film. That's all I've been.
Yeah, that's gotten pushed back. I'm not sure when we're talking. Oh, look at this. There's. Remember this little poster?
Oh, yeah.
That's the Ghostbusters 2, Ready to Believe. It looks like Peter is perhaps tucked in. You can't see. Well, yeah, he looks tucked in that one. But this almost looks like fan-made or something.
Yeah, because that's from the first movie.
Yeah, poster. It looks like a look of the first movie, but it's labeled for two. Oh, this is a DVD here, I guess. Someone's trying to sell a used DVD or something that doesn't look like an official release in the United States or something. I don't know. people get those foreign ones because sometimes foreign editions will have features that are not on the American edition. That happens. So
that is true.
That could have been a foreign release. Hard to say. Let's see. Is Peter in this? Here's an old classic image. Well, it looks like his. Well, no, yeah, they're kind of tucked on the lower boots, but his doesn't look like he's fully tucked in compared to, like, here's Egon back here. We're looking at the image from Ghostbusters 2 where you have all of them around with Sigourney Weaver there in the green dress, and they're in the darker color jumpsuits.
Kind of a greenish, greenish gray.
Yeah, but on that one, it looks like he's not tucked, and you can see Egon is clearly tucked. But yeah, so very just interesting. And now there's something for y'all to Google and look up. The other big elephant in the room that I had not planned initially as part of the show, but we had to address it because this was a shock to the system because we went to go see Bill and Ted Face the Music on Friday. I know when I came home, I fall asleep sometimes watching YouTube videos. And when I pulled up YouTube on my Roku, one of the first top news stories was the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yes.
Or Boseman. I feel like I said the name wrong. No, Chadwick, it is Boseman.
It's Boseman,
it?
I believe.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But
I'm going to look. I'm sorry. I'm feeling silly that I am like having to look that up now. I feel like I said the name wrong, but maybe I got it right. Yeah, it's Boseman. I thought so. Okay. And the interesting thing is I hadn't realized, I mean, I thought
didn't even
I
know he was ill.
Yeah, well, he kept that quiet, but I don't want to focus on the illness. I want to focus on some of the neat things he did that maybe we didn't realize. Cause I thought the first thing I'd seen him in was Black Panther, but no, he played Jackie Robinson.
I knew that.
In the film 42.
Yeah. I'd seen 42 before I'd seen Black Panther.
Yeah. I saw 42 a long time ago.
And I have, where he played James Brown. I have that.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, if you like to, I have it.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's really
good. Is it like a biopic about James Brown?
Well, it's really, really good. And it starts off with James Brown. I'm sure you know James Brown is not secret, but James Brown
had a lot of problems.
Had a lot of drug issues.
Yeah,
and so it starts off with him going through all the drug issues, and I won't go through it all in case you want to see it or haven't seen it yet, but he does such a tremendous job. You got to see it. It's really, really good. Yeah. I'm a James Brown fan.
Yeah, and he was a tremendous actor to be able to play like different, like real life people.
Yeah, and did in high level too. He did such a good job.
And that's kind of what I want to focus on for a bit is him as an actor because that's what we love him for. Is he entertained us, and he was a fantastic T'Challa in Black Panther.
Yeah.
That and we kind of talked about this a little bit. I think after church today of. Who would you cast to continue on, or should they continue? Because I guess there's been some talk, like the Russo brothers don't want to go on with any more Black Panther. But there's money involved in a sequel, and they were already talking about, you know, the development has already been going on for a sequel to Black Panther. So I imagine they might try to continue. But, you know, trying to recast because he was so good. And the only you'd want like a young black actor maybe to kind of fill in. And the only one I can think of is the actor in Arrow. And I'm going to look him up real quick. He's kind of a tall guy, but he's all muscle, that dude, man. That guy in Arrow. Let me look him up real fast.
Very good actor.
Yeah. Oh, he was great on there. I quit watching Arrow, though, after. That's David Ramsey. Yes. Playing John Diggle on there. Now, how old is he? He was born 71, so he'd be about 6 years older.
Not to be mistaken with Dave Ramsey of...
Right, right. David Ramsey, though, but... Because mainly, I thought of him, I think, because he's you know, kind of big and he's muscular. He looks like a superhero, I mean...
But I will say this, just my opinion. Not that this is what they expected on and planned on doing with Marvel. Because they've been talking a long time about more Black Panther movies and all. And I was really looking forward to it and expecting it.
Yeah.
But... with what has happened, just my opinion, I almost think you should let it go. And I'm talking about
Marvel. There's money involved, and when money is involved, things move forward. But yeah, it's hard to replace an actor when everybody knows the previous actor passed away. It's weird enough when they replace an actor like, I don't know, Iron Man and Iron Man 2, where Terrence Howard is out and John Cheadle is in. Now, you know? That's weird enough.
My opinion, a better actor, but it's different this situation. My opinion.
Yeah, this is very different. This isn't a argument over salary or anything like that sometimes causes an actor to go out of a franchise. This was, you know, a passing.
Yes, right. And really, in my opinion,
and he was so
irreplaceable.
Great. Yeah.
It might look almost as if, I don't know, might look kind of calloused.
Yeah.
So I sure would hate that to be the case.
Would there be a way to continue the Black Panther franchise, but maybe have a different, you know, could you go without T'Challa, have... maybe some other characters that would be...
I know they've done that before.
Yeah. You think they could... because his sister was a fun character.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some interesting characters in that film that you could move forward with other ones. I mean, it's kind of too bad that... the guy who played the bad guy in there...
Oh, he's a great actor.
He's such a great... He did a really great job in that. It's too bad that he died and he couldn't maybe have had a change of heart that he could come up with. And he could have been a true king and not a villain. You know, maybe they could have gone somewhere, but, you know, he's died. But if they could have done with that and have the character come up and he's repentant, you know, of what he had done. And, you know, that... And maybe they'll find a way. Maybe they'll find a way to make that happen.
The Force. They bring him back.
Because it almost seemed at the end he might have could have had some repentance. You know, kind of seeing the sunrise in Wakanda. And, like, you would hope for some sort of repentance. Because he's what made him as an interesting character is that he seemed kind of justified in what he was upset about. Now, what he did was wrong. But his feelings of why he did what he did, you understood that. That frustration. So, maybe him finding a better way to want to be able to fix things in the world.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, if they come up with a way for him to live, you know, I think it would be interesting if they could continue with him. Maybe the films could continue. I don't know.
It's just sad, very sad, and that they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, they are.
Not sure if they're going to be able to continue to go on or not with that. It's just a... it's a shame. Not just because of the films that we wanted to see, but man, just for the young man himself. And I say young man, he's only a year younger than me.
But he was just a few months older than me. I mean, I guess he's from what I was. I think it was like November of 76, so same years as me.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
And really, just so he's just a couple months younger than me. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're really about the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm going to say now, this has made me think about it. You know, colon cancer is you can detect it early. I'm over 40. That's the time that I should start getting checked for any irregulars in my colon. So maybe this is time to start thinking about that and start sketching with a doctor. And I do want to remember that I think that's why he was so passionate about kids with cancer, is because in secretly having the battle with cancer himself, and understood what those kids were going through. So, I mean, he was a hero to those kids in more ways than one. Not just for playing a superhero, but for being there for some of these kids. He was a good man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thank you, Chadwick Boseman. You were a fantastic Black Panther. I loved you as T'Challa. You were great, even in Marvel Civil War. Mm-hmm. When we first got introduced to him as Black Panther, he was so great.
Yes.
You will me be I can't even get the word out. You will be missed.
Absolutely.
But thank you for playing it so well. But I do want to turn a corner because I got a lot of things happening in the parks this week.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
All right, so the first thing, and this is interesting how this has come around. So around Disneyland itself is not open, but the resort property is starting to open. I guess the Disney Springs area, the shopping area, is an open area. And I guess people noticed that Zippity-Doo-Dah was removed from the loop. And so Disney issued a statement, basically. And this came out from the OC Register. I found it on WDWNT. But there's a quote that says, "The removal of the song from Downtown Disney's background music is part of a continuous process to deliver an environment that features stories that are relevant and inclusive." Because, of course, Song of the South is being considered racist, even though I don't find it to be racist at all. The chief complaint I always see is that we have that post-Civil War era and everything's happy. I'm sorry, Disney doesn't do dark, gritty movies. Is that what you wanted? Because that's what I guess what they expected. No, it's a Disney film. They darn not making historical fiction here. This is a story. They weren't trying to recreate history.
That's right.
So get over it. But okay, off my soapbox. But so Zippity-Doo-Dah, people have noticed that's even gone. Because now Zippity-Doo-Dah apparently offensive. My oh my, what a wonderful day. What a horrible thing to say, I guess. I could go off on a whole thing on that one. But I'm going to move on. I'm moving on because I got happier, more fun things that I have found this week. And that is a Madame Leota sipper cup.
Oh, neat.
Look at that.
That is so
And there's
cool.
some other Haunted Mansion merchandise.
That's really great.
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, I'm sorry, not going to happen. That's unfortunate.
Aww.
But fall is still coming to the park, to at least Walt Disney World. We don't know Disneyland's future
so
yet.
So you're not going
to
hear boo, do you, do you.
You know, I bet they'll play it in a loop somewhere.
You.
Maybe they'll do the parade in the middle of the day. Maybe they'll find a way. They're just not doing the actual extra Aww. Events because they're limited on capacity. But, of course, there's fun little food things.
Wow.
Look at this. Yeah, hitchhiking, ghost little things.
That's awesome.
It's like you buy the treat mainly for the merchandise you get with it.
It looks like a grave. Do you see that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like I don't know what this is. It's like you're getting some sort of pastry, but it's a grave, and it's got the shortest of the hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah, it's really cool looking.
There's an axe and a wedding cake. You know,
I love it.
I want to get a better look at Jack Skellington. Oogie Boogie Oogie has Boogie. Some ears. Some light-up ears you can get. But I want to get a better look at this sipper. And there's a hitchhiking... This other hitchhiking ghost thing. We're looking at the part of it.
You see the
graves
right there, yeah.
So, I mean, lots of really neat... Oh, and that looks like the poison apple kind of thing here.
Yes, it is.
From Snow White. But, of course, lots of great little treats. There's still going to be some fun and spooky stuff for anyone who gets to go to the park.
The great thing about Disney,
I want a Madame Leota cup. If somebody wants to buy me a Madame Leota cup, or even I don't like popcorn, but I want the Hitchhiking Ghost popcorn topper. If somebody wants to pick me up one and send it to me as a gift because you love me, I know you'd love me, and I love you. Then let's go.
That's shameless hinting.
That ain't shameless. I have no shame. I love you. I do. I love you, and I thank you for listening every time. Those of you listen, I love you, and I know you love me. So if you want to get me something, that's fine with me. Now there are they're trying to open everything up a bit more. I didn't quite understand this, but like starting on September 1st. They're trying to fix up the passes and I think getting some regular ticketed guests into Walt Disney World. Walt Disney World news today, WDWNT has pictures of like some schedule things of having all parks available within Magic Kingdom. But so you got like full, there's supposed to be like a full park pass that's going to be available now. And it's like they have this calendar of just showing that it's just all going to be open. So September, October, and November are now seeing full availability for annual pass holders at all four parks, including Labor Day weekend, with Halloween decor and even costumes now allowed at the Magic Kingdom starting September 15th. So right now, like annual pass holders, but they have stuff about tickets. So if you're wanting to go, because you do have to reserve it and you have to plan exactly what day you're going to be in there now when you buy your ticket, because they have to control the capacity. So you might be able to get some tickets if you're not an annual pass holder. But I think there are some differences for tickets. Like as we're looking at most all parks available, but on a Saturday and a Sunday, like the 5th and the 6th around Labor Day weekend, some parks available to a ticket holder. So no annual pass holders are going to get it all. Regular tickets, apparently there are going to be some times around this coming weekend that you're not going to be able to get into every park, but I don't know exactly which parks that is. So there is some stuff going on, but yeah, they're trying to get an all park availability, at least Walt Disney World. California, however, it does still have some restrictions keeping Disneyland closed, unfortunately. Speaking though of fall and Walt Disney World, I did find some stuff on the parks blog. And mainly just looking at some pictures. They're getting decorations out there. There are costume guidelines.
I see it, yeah.
And it does say, in addition, all guests are required to wear approved face coverings during their visit.
Sure.
Eric did talk about that last week. Before you arrive, check your Know Before You Go page and costume guidelines, because, yeah, you can wear costumes.
Sure.
And normally, one of the big guidelines is you cannot be identical to a Disney character and have anybody fooled into thinking that you are one of their cast members.
I don't blame them for that.
They're very strict on that. But you can kind of wear some costumes in the park, apparently. There are guidelines. Go check them out. And, of course, you do have to have a proper mask until further notice. Things will eventually go back to some sort of normal. Let's see if we can find some of those costume guidelines and maybe look at some of them real fast.
There was some sort of a pumpkin Mickey thing go down here. It looked like something that was for sale. Like that. What is that?
Yeah. That is popcorn. See, there's popcorn in it.
Oh, that's popcorn.
Isn't that neat? So they have popcorn buckets with... Yeah, of course, they're going to have lots of fall treats. We kind of mentioned that's going to be there before. Yeah, we're looking at...
Disney has a way of making almost magic out of the simplest little things.
Yeah,
making
money because they make magical things that you would want to buy.
What I'm saying is it seems so magical, and it's just... They just have the greatest... way of doing that.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Here's some of the costume things that they mentioned for a guideline. Costumes may not be worn by guests 14 years of age or older. However, some costumes may be permitted during select special events such as Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, and Disney Villains After Hours. Now, since they're not having those events, if you're over 14, I would not be wearing a costume. Some outfits inspired by Star Wars may be permitted, however, for older. And you can, of course, find that at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because you can buy some of the stuff in Galaxy's Edge. So yeah. Masks may not be worn by guests 14 years of age or older unless they are for medical or guest safety purposes. We know exactly what that refers to. Clothing with objectionable material, including obscene language and graphics, of course, is not allowed.
Absolutely.
Excessively torn clothing, not allowed. You know, a lot of the basic things. But
common sense, yeah.
Yeah, but the basic thing to remember about costumes is if you're under 14, it's fine. If you're over 14, they don't want you to do it.
Sure.
Except for if you were going to a special event, which are unfortunately not happening. So
yeah, not at the moment.
So bring your kids and let the kids wear some sort of costume. And just make sure you're wearing the mask that they want you to wear. So make it a body costume. Dress as a Jedi, man. Have fun. Have some fun with that. Okay, and I already mentioned the light of Boogie Boogie ears, but I'm going to go ahead and click the link that I have here just so Philip can get a look at these.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Oh,
isn't that fun?
Neat.
And
that's cool.
It's not like an ears hat. It's like a headband here.
Yeah.
But it's got pictures of Oogie Boogie and bats and snakes and weird kind of stuff and swirly. And I guess they blink.
Kind
of
glow in the dark looking in a way.
Yeah. So really, really kind of fun and neat.
Yeah, that's fun.
And they got multiple pictures, of course, on the thing. And, yeah. It looks like the swirls that you can see from the back and even more swirly. But yeah, they are glow items. And I don't know if they still do glow with the show at this point. But yeah, they're glowing. So they light up. Alrighty, I got a lot of stuff going on outside of the parks as well. I got some movie release dates from Disney, Fox, and Marvel. Now, here's the thing. This was tweeted out, Brandon Davis, BD, I'm not sure exactly what all his connection is with the thing, but he listed some 2023 films for the future, and they're not titled. So like, and we got January of that year, an untitled 20th Century. February, untitled Marvel. March, an untitled Disney live action and an untitled 20th Century. May, an untitled Marvel and an untitled Disney live action. June, an untitled 20th Century and an untitled Pixar animation. Basically a bunch of untitled movies, but pretty much every month in 2023, they've planned to release something, including if you look down at the bottom of this list, we're looking in December of 2023, on December 22nd, untitled Star Wars. Don't know what that is, but something Star Wars will be out. Now, it could be a lot of different things. And we are expecting, you know, probably some of those. We're looking for a Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Blade is, you know, being rebooted within the Marvel Universe,
looks
I believe.
Looks good.
Have you gotten to see some stuff on that?
The actor, I mean. The actor they got.
I haven't. I think maybe I did see a picture of the actor.
He was on a... was it Daredevil or one of those shows that I've seen him in before? Anyway, I've seen him in a few other shows. I just can't think of which one it was right now. But a very good actor. I've seen him in a few things. I just can't think of his name right now. Yeah. My brain's failing me. I apologize.
Yeah. I wonder, you think they'll try to put it, if they put it out through 20th Century Fox, they can keep it an R-rated type of violent film?
Yeah, I imagine.
Or do you think they can find a way to PG-13? I think you could PG-13 Blade.
In my opinion, of course, keep in mind who I am, but especially dealing with Disney and all that, but in my opinion, and a lot of the things that they think they have to rate it R, they don't have to.
That's right, yeah. Opinion. They don't really have to.
I personally think that you can show a lot of blood without it showing guts. Just my opinion. Yeah. I think you can do it without showing.
And you don't have to have an excessive amount of language.
No, you don't.
So
you can say it.
You could PG-13 a lot of
heck,
things.
I think
and
you
get
can
it going.
Do that with a lot of the Deadpool. Even just my opinion.
True that. Alrighty. Now, ooh,
they've done it. They did it with
Deadpool. I don't know if you got a chance to actually see this. Now I'm going to turn the volume down and let Philip just kind of react to the video. But this is showing an actual gameplay trailer. So we heard a long time ago. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. This is encompassing all 9 films of the main Skywalker Saga of Star Wars films. So a brand new Lego game.
Cool.
They showed it at GamesCon 2020, happened over this weekend. And it looks amazing. There is some interesting audio. It's basically they've got people doing pretty good impersonations of the voices of the actors.
I like that they have a little more character to them. More animation character to them, I mean, you know.
Yeah, because this is modern Lego games. Of course, everybody is talking. Yeah. And so you don't have the original Star
Lego
Wars not, games.
Legoese. What they call it? Legoese? Leganese?
I know the Sims had a Simmies or whatever. But
well, for a while there, different people called it Leganese or Legoese or something like that.
But it still has a silly sense of humor. I mean, there's even a clip in here where... Two porgs are impersonating Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, just for the fun. I mean,
just for
Lego
fun because it's Lego. So lots of silly fun. I'm gonna get it because I've enjoyed Lego games and Lego Star Wars games, and so this is gonna be fun. And they did recreate some classic shots.
I like that.
Empire that we that just went by.
Ooh,
going all the way even to the end of the film. So yes, Lego Star Wars Saga. Let's see, do we know when this is supposed to come out? I think it's coming out fairly soon.
Well, since 2020.
Be sure to visit IGN from August 27th through the 30th for daily GamesCon stream. Well, that doesn't tell me a date of when this game's coming out. Because I think at the end, spring 2021 is what we're expecting. This will be on PS4 and PS5.
Cool.
So hopefully I'll have a PS5 by then, but we'll just see. You know, I'm not going to make promises to myself that I might not be able to afford one at the time. Because I am working, but I am working part-time. As a photographer, by the way, for anyone who didn't catch, I'm working as a photographer at Portrait Studios. Anyways, so this
That's
is
right,
pretty
Peter
awesome.
Parker.
Now, there is some YouTube footage of this, but I'm going to go and look at StarWars.com was talking about this. Get ready to journey to Batuu in The Sims 4. Sims 4, and I do own it on the PS4, so as long as they're going to put it on the PS4, an expansion, though, has been announced from Lucasfilm and Maxis and EA... Because EA has had the rights to make Star Wars games. Journey to Batuu. It's a new pack for Star Wars coming. It's newer film stuff mainly, though. Newer film stuff. And encompassing Galaxy's Edge. You're going to wander around. Looks like the Galaxy's Edge part of the parks.
For Sims?
In The Sims.
Cool.
So you can even decorate your house on The Sims with Star Wars. You can turn it into a Star Wars house. You can have lightsabers and...
And y'all wouldn't understand this, but Sims is a family name.
Yeah, this is my mother's maiden name.
So Sims. That's awesome.
But here's like some of the video here.
That's cool.
So you can kind of get a look at it. Yeah, it looks The Sims. But you've dreamed about living in a galaxy far, far away. Well, now in a way you can in The Sims. Your little Sims can.
That's sort of cool.
But they really recreated Galaxy's Edge. You're going to Batuu, where Galaxy's Edge takes place. Mm-hmm. But some of the silly things still happen, you know.
Yeah.
And they even have the Rebel Spy character, and there's our boy. Wow, I forgot his name. Here's the Rebel Spy character that's supposed to be running around, but then, of course, I cannot think of his name. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's on
from the Clone Wars.
Clone Wars. And he was there.
Jim Cummings voiced him. Yeah. You know, y'all are screaming the name at me now that I mention this. Jim Cummings voiced this character. You know, he's a smuggler guy in the Clone Wars and also popped up in Rebels. But yes, so he is in this thing. So you can interact with Star Wars characters. I'm looking forward to it. I'm buying that puppy, I tell you right now. Also, when we're talking about Star Wars games, I guess it has officially released. I don't have any VR equipment, so I can't really check it out. But Vader Immortal, a VR game, has now been released. Where eventually at the end, you're going to fight with VR. Now, that's different than what I did buy a thing where you use your phone and some glasses. I haven't actually gotten to play with yet. I need to. It did. I guess it didn't turn out as well as they thought, but it is some VR lightsaber training battles or whatever. Yeah. The Jedi training or something. I bought that when I found it on clearance. I have not gotten out and played. I should just go. I got room. I've got a yard now. I can go out and try it out. I should do that. I really should. But that's a different. This is for like an actual VR, like on a PS4 VR system, you could play Vader Immortal. Okay, so September 4th is the official release date for Marvel's Avengers. This is, I've been like, golly, I wish I had some money to have sacked away, because normally I'd like to have pre-ordered this, but I'm having a lot of fun playing some other games. But Marvel's Avengers, this is the one, of course, being put out by Squaresoft, makers of fine role-playing games. So they basically made a role-playing game out of the Avengers. And from what they had a beta test for anyone who's like pre-ordered, so they were able to play. I didn't pre-order, so I didn't get a chance to play online or anything. But you can really concentrate on one particular Avenger and make that the character you play, and you can play with other people online.
So what do you do? What's the basis of this game?
The Avengers.
I mean
that's like there's I don't know anything.
Crime or
there's a story. A lot of it focuses on the Avengers being broken up. We seem to think that it might be because something happens to Captain America, kind of the beginning of it. Something happens, splits the team up, and then they have the newer Ms. Marvel. I forgot her name. I know she's not supposed to be a Mr. Fantastic clone, but in a lot of ways she is. I haven't seen her do anything that Mr. Fantastic can't do.
Yeah.
She can enlarge parts of her body and stretch. And she's a Mr. Fantastic clone. So I was like, oh, come on. They could have come up with something better. You know, when they came up with the character, give her different powers, but whatever. I don't know. But you're going to be following her as she tries to reunite the Avengers. And I guess she's been an enjoyable character enough. I haven't really paid attention to the new Ms. Marvel. Because, like I said, I don't like it when I feel like they repeat a character that they already have.
Yeah.
That always, bugs me. But, yeah, so anyway. Oh, all right. So this is not necessarily news, but this is just something fun in some Star Wars. So there was some, people started noticing there was a deep fake Leia. Somebody took the footage from Rogue One and did, you've heard of deep fake before. Let me explain. That's where, of course, where they can actually get image of a face and put it on a computer generated image to make that face actually look good. And I mean, this is something that could be dangerous because somebody could put your face and make you seem like you're saying something that was not you.
I heard that. Yeah.
So it's a frightening technology, but it's also interesting. But they took Carrie Fisher's actual face and put it on where the CG was there. And I guess it looks different, but they're saying, oh, well, this is deepfake versus CG. Deepfake is a type of CG. It is a computer graphic.
Yeah.
So, but people were like, oh, hey, that looks kind of neat. Gee, maybe they should have done that. And then I saw that same person who had done the deepfake. They put Tom Selleck on Harrison Ford's face in Indiana Jones, because Tom Selleck was going to have been Indiana Jones. Yeah.
And I still think it'd be cool if he played his brother,
in the next one. Ewan McGregor, they put Ewan McGregor as an older face over Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan. I saw them that. And they even put Harrison Ford's face over in the Solo film and did that. Just not the entire film, but just certain scenes.
Yeah.
Just moments. Okay, so other things moving on. All right, so last weekend, there was a DC Fandom thing. Did you get a chance to watch any of these? I had them up on Facebook.
I didn't get to see all that, no.
Okay, so Gotham Knights is It was done not by Rock City Games, who did the Batman Arkham games, but by WB, like Montreal, yeah, which are the same ones who did Arkham Origins, which is not a bad game. It got a bum rap because it was a lot of repeat. You were playing in the same map, really, as Arkham City, and so, you know, it kind of got a bum rap. But it was not a bad game.
Yeah.
And it was played like a Batman game, so they make a good game. But this is being made by them. And this, it's an alternate timeline. I've got that now confirmed all over the place. It is an alternate timeline. It kind of looks like more Rebirth, post-New 52 area, because Barbara Gordon can walk. She's not in a wheelchair.
Cool. That's cool.
But this is mysteriously... And this is why some people have gotten confused. It's like Wayne Manor or whatever has detonated, and a video has gone out from Bruce to his people saying, this is a video that was going to release if anything ever happens to me, and it's this going to be up to you. Because in the comics, there's like a bat team. So you've got like a, yep, you've got a Robin, but this is a Tim Drake Robin.
Yeah.
I think they did show that like Damian was going to be in there, because there's four characters. Let's see, because you got Nightwing, you got a Tim Drake Robin. You've got Barbara Gordon as the Batgirl. Oh, no, I don't think there is a Damian, but you do get Jason Todd as the Red Hood. So you got those four. All four playables. You can play as whoever you want. And while going through the story, you can have a friend play co-op and be one of the other characters, which is neat.
Yeah.
And so far, all we know about the story is Mr. Freeze seems to be the primary bad guy, or at least he's in it. And we got a good look at the combat. The combat looks cool. Graphics looks amazing. But yeah, you can definitely look that up. Gotham Knights. And basically a lot of the mystery is what actually happened to Batman.
Well, the question is, were they able to get Arnold Schwarzenegger to come back and redo the
role? Doesn't look like it.
Dadgummit, he's the best Mr. Freeze, and you know it.
And from what they've shown, like, Batgirl will play a lot like Batman did, and very similar, but all the different characters have different things. Like, one of the cool things, Robin can use the Justice League satellite teleport short distances.
Oh, that's cool.
How sweet is that? But now that's acknowledgement of the Justice League. So, you know, come on. I still want a Justice League game. Oh, wait a minute. We kind of did.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. That's what Rocksteady's been working on. When we heard at some point they were doing something with Superman. Well, yes, they are. If you watch this trailer... You watched this, I guess, didn't you?
No. Now,
Suicide Squad, it's very interesting. But at the end of it... Superman shows up, but you see Superman kill somebody. I thought we saw this already in Injustice, but imagine Injustice Superman, but I guess it's the entire Justice League, and the only hope to save us from the Justice League is the Suicide Squad, featuring, of course, Harley Quinn. I saw, you know, is he Captain Boomerang in DC?
Yes.
I saw Killer Shark.
Killer Shark.
And the thing. And, of course, they're trying to make him look kind of like Will Smith, but yeah. Deadshot is in there. I think I'd probably be playing more as Deadshot, because Deadshot... It's pretty cool.
He's a cool villain.
He's a cool villain.
But
he's almost like Bullseye in Marvel. You made me miss.
All this time I've been waiting for a Superman game. All this time. Years I've been waiting for a Superman
and
or Justice
getting
League.
One.
And now, no, let's kill
you get
the
Suicide Squad.
League.
Yeah.
Rocksteady
has never disappointed, though. So it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out.
It's like, man.
And I'm a Marvel guy, but I'm going to check this out.
Yeah.
So also, okay. Mondo, if you go to mondoshop.com.
Oh, here we go.
Mandalorian soundtrack, season one box set.
Cool.
On vinyl, a complete set. And it's like, what? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 LPs, if I'm looking at this right. Yeah, like 8 discs.
Awesome.
Of music. Probably one per episode. Wasn't there like 8 episodes in the first season?
And I bought many of these on just buy them separately, songs and all, but I didn't get from every single one, but I'm telling you, they are worth it. Great music. Every one of them is great music. That's a fact.
And they are taking pre-orders. They're supposed to have begun on Wednesday. Now, I don't know if that was Wednesday last week or this coming Wednesday. This was August 24th, which was last week. So yeah, Wednesday would have been the 26th. So this is available now on mondoshop.com. You can pre-order this. Now, I don't know exactly when the release date is. I can't find it. But it is there. I'm going to have to look around their stuff, see what all kind of stuff they have. But, alrighty. There is some stuff that we need to go visit to the trailer park.
Mama, another gator got in the house.
Another gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him, Mama. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
So, people demanded it like it was going to be any better. The Snyder Cut of the Justice League is coming in 2021 to HBO Max.
Yeah.
And so there was a trailer for it, which, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be playing the audio in it, because mainly all you hear is a song, and it's going to be, I'll just get me a licensing knock, because they won't, it won't be, sound like a trailer.
Yeah.
And we don't, you know, Philip was even just commenting that he don't like that song anyway.
No, I personally hate the song. You already know this. I've told you before, I'm a pastor. The song itself is blasphemous.
Nasty.
It's blasphemous. Yeah. But that being said, I think it's overdone. In fact, I heard it just the other day on a movie. And I was like, come on, why do people love this song so much? They didn't even know what I mean.
Enough about the song. What about the trailer?
Trailer itself, there are things about it that look okay.
Did the movie look okay. And I kind of liked the movie.
Yeah, I had moments, but I will say this.
It wasn't great.
I think Zack Snyder, well, a lot of people nickname Hack Snyder.
Yeah.
Incidentally, no offense to anyone who's a Zack Snyder fan. If you like him, that's your thing. That's cool. Yeah.
You go and enjoy it.
Yeah, you enjoy it.
I don't see how having him recut the movie it was going to make it any better.
And
he's not like he's Richard Donner.
No, he's not.
You know, but plus Superman.
Plus, it's not just that he got to recut it; he got to redo a few things and make a few things, and that's cool for his sake. But the way I see it, though, it's really not just for me personally. It's like when a movie bombs, and then you just say, "Hey, now I get to do it the way I wanted to do it." And get to make new stuff for it. Like, Richard Donner didn't get to do that, really.
Your time to put it in the theater, you should have had it right when you put it in the first time.
Yeah.
And if they were really that confident, they would try to put it back out in the theater instead of putting it on HBO Max, trying to lure people to subscribe to HBO Max.
And not just that. He did such a poor job on, quite frankly, all his other films of DC and all that. That was why he didn't get to bring all that out.
Yeah.
So
but
that's just,
people were thinking, oh, let's see the Snyder Cut. Because I guess they thought it was going to be better.
I'm glad you get Darkseid. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, I guess we get a peek at Darkseid. But
and Superman gets to wear black. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Well, if those of you who wanted it, enjoy. Yeah. Go ahead. If I ever get a chance to see it outside of HBO Max, I'll take a look at it.
Hey,
I'm not that.
I bought the other ones. I'll buy it. I'll spend another $4.
You're a DC fan.
Yeah, so. I'll buy another $4. I'll
do. Yeah, $4. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
But there was a trailer that, woohoo, I'm super excited about, Wonder Woman 84.
This world is not yet ready for all that you will do. Your time will come, Diana. And everything will be different.
Citizens of the world, I'm here to change your life.
Anything you want, anything you dream of, you can have it.
You look like you saw a ghost. Diana, look at you. It's like not one day has passed.
I don't want to be like anyone. I want to be an apex predator. You've always had everything, while people like me have had nothing. Well, now it's my turn. Get used to it.
Never been one for rules. The answer is always more. The way I fly, they will never find us.
I forgot to tell you.
What?
Radar.
Will they shoot at us?
You know, I'm not so keen on this one. I figure you are, but you know what? I'm ready to go.
I think we can do better.
Parachute pants?
Yeah.
Does everybody parachute now?
So this, now I did, some people were, you know, they weren't kind of liking the look of Cheetah, but I don't know if they're referring to the costume that she's wearing as a human, but at, towards the end of the teaser of this trailer, you kind of see her full Cheetah out.
Yeah.
I thought it looked pretty cool myself.
Well, yeah, because it's going for more of Cheetah 2, not Cheetah 1, which Cheetah 1, I'm talking about the comic books now.
Yeah, you'd know more than I would on that.
Cheetah 1, we're going back in the 40s and all that. And Cheetah, because I'll just be truthful, the only complaint I had about Wonder Woman, the first movie, is the fact that, and I know why they did it, I'm assuming, was because Captain America, talking about a Marvel movie, was done in World War II. Mm. And so because of that, I'm assuming, they decided to make Wonder Woman happen in World War I.
So they didn't seem like they were copying.
Yeah, but in reality it makes some sense because... Wonder Woman actually does take place in World War II.
Yeah, she does pop up.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to happen. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So, when they did it in the comic book, Cheetah, the first one, Cheetah 1, is actually supposed to be in the 1940s. And when it happens, she's wearing, like, tights and, like, this little thing around her head and all. And it looks silly and all. It's fun, but silly, okay? So, then when they brought out Cheetah 2, which was in the 1980s, is when maybe the 70s on that they start bringing her back around. But the 80s is when Cheetah 2 started really coming around, and they started making her almost mutant looking, to where she looked almost like a half human, half animal. And you can kind of see that in this video. So
yeah, at the end of it. Yeah.
If I'm ruining something, I am sorry, but if you've seen the preview, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you've heard the audio of it. Now go check out the actual visual.
Because you can see it. I thought they did a good job. I think it looks good.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
I'm a Wonder Woman fan anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. I really enjoyed the first one.
Plus, this one looks great.
Yeah, we love the 80s. There's no secret.
84, we're talking, what's her name? Mary Lou Retton. We're talking.
Oh, dude. Wow. Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. And
they gave a little bit of an explanation of, like, people who are dead mysteriously showing up again.
Oh, yeah.
So something is going on, and that's what their excuse to bring in... Trevor,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't think of his first name or something.
Wow, I didn't, and he was in the series.
Yeah, he's great. I love it.
Yeah, and so Chris Pine is back.
Yeah.
Chris Pine is back. That's right. Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk, there's some man on the wing. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Some people get that stupid joke. Some people get that stupid joke. But yes, I was excited before, and I'm excited some more.
And I even love how the music they use in the preview has a real 80s look.
Yes.
And there's certain things about he comes in with a fanny pack and all this stuff.
It's which apparently those are coming back.
Oh, Lord help us.
I was at Walmart the other day, and I saw fanny packs on the shelves. People didn't learn after the 90s. These, I guess the new kids are like, well, look at these. How neat. You can carry all your stuff in it. I'm like, yeah, but they look terrible.
But don't
okay.
Teach their own.
But okay. That's new. Believe me, we grew out of them fast. But there was a new movie.
I like it. Oh, sorry. One other thing I thought was funny. He makes a joke, and I'm going to tell you because it's been a commercial, but I love he makes a joke about parachute pants.
That's
hilarious.
Yes, parachute pants. Although the parachute pants, I think were later because MC Hammer... kind of brought that into a big thing in the 90s.
No, they were already around.
They were
the
already 80s. Popping around. Remember, well, breakdancers, I guess, were wearing
them. Breakdancers, 1984, they were wearing them in Beverly Hills Cop, remember?
1984. Oh, yeah.
I had my first pair in 1984.
I think MC Hammer, though, kind of brought them back in the 90s, but they were almost even bigger.
They're bigger and different.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's when I first really thought of parachute pants, I think, was MC Hammer.
Because
but yeah, he
in
was.
In that Taco Bell commercial, he jumped and became like an actual parachute.
Yes. That was. I think they do that in the Hammerman cartoon. He could do that. Yep. But, anyways, we got to do a movie review because a very excellent movie came out this weekend.
Dude, really?
Okay, so Bill and Ted Face the Music, coming back to a franchise, and I think they even mentioned it's been like 25 years since Bogus Journey.
Whoa, 29 years.
29, whoa.
Whoa. So
we went to a drive-in because that's the only place really we could go in Kansas City. There was another theater app, but we wanted to go. It's like $20 for the whole car. And we haven't been to a drive-in in a long time. They only showed one movie. Normally, a drive-in, you get a double feature. But one movie. So we went to the drive-in to go watch Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan. Wild Stallion.
Yes. So this, it's like they tried to recapture some of the fun of the original. And in some ways, they kind of did. But it was also very, very modern in tone. So, I mean, it was enjoyable. It was a good time.
I liked it a lot.
It was a good time. I had fun. There was definitely some stuff I laughed at, but some of it is a little cringy because Bill and Ted, and a lot of it with trying to fix what's gone wrong, they keep making things worse. And you know they're making it worse, and it's like, oh, I can't laugh at them. I'm like, ugh. So I was cringing through a lot of what their stuff. I mean, they had some funny stuff that happened with them, too.
Yeah.
But, one scene, I cringed all over because, like, oh, didn't your other two selves from another time period warn you that you're going to go and do something and make it worse? And you can totally see them making it worse.
But I loved it. I loved it because I'll be truthful with you. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is one of my all-time favorite movies.
It is a fun, great movie.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies. I went out and saw the week it came out. My big sister took me out to see it, 1989, with my other brother and sisters. And we had so much fun. I loved it so much that I went home, drew it. I love to draw. My brothers bought me the soundtrack, and I listened to it over and over. That's what really got me into rock and roll back in the day, was that movie. And I just love Bill and Ted. And that's what got me into history. My dad was kept telling me about history. And I just so happened to be at that time when I was in the seventh grade, we were studying world history. And we were doing at that time, tests on exactly those people, Socrates and all those people. And so that movie helped me in my testing because I couldn't remember Socrates, but I remembered Socrates. And so those things helped me to pass my test. Goodness. And I love that movie. So then I was becoming a huge fan. And then the cartoon came out with the same original cast as the first movie, George Carlin and Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. Then came Bogus Journey, which I was not a fan of. And the interesting thing about that movie was right after Bogus Journey, we had season one of the cartoon. That was 1990 and into 91. Then all of a sudden you have Bogus Journey, which did not do very well. And after Bogus Journey came season two of the cartoon. It had a completely different cast and a different animation company. It went from Hanna-Barbera to Deek. And not only that, the completely different cast, and it went to a different a company, a different station that played it. Well, the interesting thing about that was I wondered why they did a different cast. Well, I come to find out later on, it's because they were trying to do a TV show of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. I didn't know about it for years, but they took the cast from the TV show to do the voices, which I guess is wise if you're going to do that. Unfortunately, that show didn't make it. It only did like seven episodes, I think. And they did good for what
and that was. That was the thing in the 90s. They tried to, like, because there was a weird science television weird show. Harry and the Hendersons. They kept trying to take popular movies and make television series out of it.
Blame them, I guess.
Yes. But money.
Yeah, you know. But
I like money.
But the thing is Ted Theodore Logan and Bill S. Preston Esquire, that is Keanu Reeves.
That is totally Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter.
George Carlin is, you know. Yeah. I mean, you just can't.
Now, there was a nice nod to George Carlin in this.
So I was going to say about Bogus Journey, it has its moments.
Yeah, it's still fun. Yeah, Death William Sadler is Death, and I'm so glad he was back.
But this movie, in my opinion, this is my opinion, this movie is far better than Bogus Journey.
It's definitely better than Bogus Journey.
Yeah, so I remember different people used to say that Bogus Journey was aptly named. But
yeah, it has some moments that that are kind of funny and weird. And,
Oh, yeah.
Because really, the first one is just silly. You really cannot take it seriously.
Oh, and you shouldn't.
Because time is wibbly wobbly in that one. I mean, I expected watching this one, I thought the doctor was going to have to show up in his TARDIS and fix what they were breaking. Because they did go, they kind of used a little bit of Avengers Endgame of multiple weird timelines and realities.
Did you
Because Bill and Ted's reality and their clock is always running at the same time. Despite they can time travel, their time clock had to be the same. And Ted, wind your watch, dude. Don't forget.
And you do realize they go back and mess all that up because they go back to the end and fix everything. So if their clock is always going, that doesn't mess
up. Yeah, it's weird. But you're not supposed to take anything seriously about these movies whatsoever.
It's just for fun.
They're just goofy and weird.
Did you realize that Billy the Kid in that first movie is the guy from Tron? His friend that ends up dying in the movie Tron. That's Billy the Kid.
Dude. Okay.
But excellent.
I do want to throw out. Thea was Samara Weaving, but Bridget Lundy Payne, who played Billy,
Yes.
She was the one, I think, nailed it. She totally was like, well, I guess, no, Arthea was the, no?
No, who was
one
played?
Billy was the, no, I think Billy was the one with the darker hair that was Ted's daughter, Billy. Yeah. So Bridget Lundy Payne totally nailed acting like Ted. She had it going.
It's almost scared.
Samara Weaving, however, was just trying to play a character that she didn't seem like she was.
It was okay. She didn't do
she
didn't, bad.
She, well, she wasn't bad, but she didn't. When you've got your other daughter character trying to act like the daughter of Ted and actually embodying Keanu Reeves' Ted performance, you look like you're not trying.
Yeah.
And so it really made her look bad. I mean, she didn't do a bad performance, but she should have tried to maybe mimic Alex Winter in some fashion. But otherwise, I mean, they were still enjoyable.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Well, and one thing I want to, it's funny that the princesses have been different in every movie, but Jemma Mays, you're probably going to recognize as Joanna.
Great actress, yeah.
She's been in like the Smurfs movies and Paul Blart, you know, lovely lady. I do enjoy the redheads anyway, I guess.
She's our heroes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. Glee.
That's the first thing I knew her from.
I was looking at all kinds of stuff. I mean, she's been in a lot of television series in the 2000s and everything. But, yeah. So, I recognized her. She's, you know, gets a lot of bit parts, but she gets to pop up a lot of things.
Paul Blart, Malkoff,
Paul Blart, yep. That might have been the first thing I saw her in. And then,
I saw her in
then
Heroes.
She was in the Smurfs.
I saw her in Heroes first before Paul Blart,
But you also got a lot of returning characters. I mean, Hal Landon coming back as Chief Logan was great.
That was awesome.
And I wonder if Beck Bennett was Deke in the original movie. I want to look it
up. I'm wondering. I wondered if he was.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he is actually in the new DuckTales series, apparently, as Launchpad McQuack. He is Deke. Remember the little kid Deke there from the first movie? He's back, all grown up. I don't want to mention any more about it, but it is
that cool.
It's funny and horrifying at the same time.
Yeah, they did a good job in this film. They did.
I don't know if he goes. I don't think he's the same kid from before. I think he's a different actor, but that's okay.
Still, they got the same.
But still, it's at least the character. The like younger Ted's younger brother, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Deke is back. Little Deke.
He's the one who said that. I won't say the same wording, but let's just say that he's the one who said that
Napoleon's kind of a jerk.
Napoleon is a jerk. We'll say.
Right. So, yes, very actually a lot of fun. I think you'll have a good time. It might be fun to watch with your kids, watch the other films to go into it. The only reference you really need in Broga's Journey is the end of it where it had the coda, because they do kind of keep in there some of the stuff they mentioned in the credits. Death will show up and there is a mention of Station. But you can pass over a lot of Bogus Journey if you really want to.
Well, yeah, watch it just because it's in
just
it.
Just because. Still. But yeah. Overall, though, you're going to have a good time. Is it as good as the original? No, I don't think so.
No.
But I had fun. It was fun. And I did laugh out loud at a few bits.
Yeah.
Because although Keanu Reeves' voice, he sounds very different.
Yeah.
He can still turn right into Ted easy. And Alex Winters is just Winter. Bill.
Oh,
he's
goodness.
Just Bill. I mean, he doesn't do it in his real life, but he looks older, but he just somehow or another, he just looks the same.
Yeah, he does. About 16 years ago, I saw him 15, 16 years ago. My nephews were deep into that show. On that cartoon.
Johnny Bravo?
On Cartoon Network. They were on to, I can't think of it right now. Where he
Johnny Test?
He goes against aliens and all that.
Oh, Ben 10.
Ben 10. Excuse me, I got their name wrong. Well, that does help.
Yeah, you're the wrong Johnny.
He was the director of the movie, the live action movie they had.
Of Ben 10?
Yeah, and he was the director for it.
I tried to watch some of the live action.
I think if I was
a fan of the cartoon, I would have been able to watch more than 5 minutes. Yeah,
he did just like the cartoon, but I thought it was kind of cool that he was a director and I thought of that movie. I thought, how cool, man. It's Bill.
And I want to purchase it. Weezer did. Well, it's in the. You won't hear the song until like partially into the end of credits, but Weezer has a really excellent song.
I'm going to buy that soundtrack. Yeah. I got the original. I don't have.
Yeah, I'll have to see what. I don't know what like how many different songs. There's a lot of it are going to be music inspired by. I bet.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't really other than like because they do finally have the song that unites the world, and there's actually a pretty good positive message of, and basically it's the message of music. Music is that one universal thing. Everybody likes music in some fashion. Yeah. Not everybody's big into music, but. Music still, most people, there are some people, who really don't like music at all, but.
I'm not going to give anything away, but one thing I do like is I love that they still have time traveling going to get people to pass. That's still fun, because that is.
Yeah, that has happened again. And, that was part of what was really funny, is going and getting, because we have, Mozart and Jimi Hendrix and
Louis Armstrong.
And then people I wasn't familiar with. And that was fun going, having these historically talented musicians.
Yeah, that's great.
So overall, we say go and check it out because it is excellent. And you need to totally party on, dudes.
Yeah. Those non-heinous.
It was definitely most non-heinous. So, yeah, and I think that's about a good time. Let's wrap this up.
Absolutely.
So, yep, definitely go see it. Get to the parks if you can, because fall is happening.
So, folks, be excellent to one another. And
exactly. Party on, dudes! I always got to say it like Abe Lincoln. I don't know why.
That's it.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPcast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.